A lot of traditional Appalachian practices would be lost if it weren't for experts sharing their knowledge with the next generation. And the West Virginia Humanities Council has been promoting that exchange through their Folklife Apprentice program. One master and apprentice duo that completed the program recently spent a year preserving a style of old-time fiddling. Here's the story. Old-time music is a large part of West Virginia's heritage. It's the folk music of the state. And although it's now gained the popularity of people from all over the world, hundreds of years ago it was isolated within Appalachian communities. But as it gains traction, some of the uniqueness is lost. Doug Van Gundy, an 8th-generation West Virginian and an expert in the music, says it's the foundation for a lot of modern music today.
It was the homemade music. It was the local music. It was the kitchen music. And up and down the Appalachian Mountains, you had people from Scotland and Germany and Northern England, places that had fiddle music traditions that came here, and that got mixed in with rhythmic traditions from West Africa with the banjo.
So in 2018, Doug partnered with up-and-coming old-time fiddler Annie Stroud in an effort to pass down his knowledge of the music. They took advantage of the West Virginia Humanities Council's year-long Folklife Apprentice program. It pairs a master with a promising artist. Annie has always wanted to learn the specific old-time music of her home, Greenbrier County, and it turns out Doug is one of the few people who's an expert. Historically, within each county in West Virginia, and even sometimes each holler, the styles of old-time changes. And Doug says the music of Greenbrier County is one of the less common techniques still alive.
Greenbrier Valley style, the upper reaches were relatively isolated. And so I think the fiddling stayed closer to how it was when it got over here. I think it's a little more archaic, and yet it's still influenced by radio and by records that came through. But there's a lot of drone in it. There's a lot of upbow accenting.
So in that version of a tune called Jimmy Johnson, Doug says he uses a shuffle and upbow technique. However, listen to him play the same song in Pocahontas County style. There's noticeable embellishments. Although Annie has fiddled for over 20 years, she says learning the Greenbrier style is a way for her to feel connected to home. She grew up on a farm in a grassy valley of the county, and it's a big part of her. And Annie says that Doug sharing this niche knowledge with her is important for the state's heritage.
That's part of what makes the tradition special, is that I think, like, it's a folk tradition, right? Like, that's what makes it work, is that you share it and people are learning it, and it's a part of the community.
Unlike Annie, Doug didn't learn how to play old time until he was an adult. After an angsty punk rock phase, Doug sought the help of Mose Kaufman in the early 1990s. Mose was one of the original Greenbrier Valley old time music legends. He had learned from players who were alive before West Virginia was even a state. Here's Mose playing Battle of Droop Mountain. So Doug visited Mose weekly in a nursing home for the last year of Mose's life. At the start of his apprenticeship, Doug says he just watched Mose play.
He played for about 3 hours and he kept trying to hand me the fiddle. Now you play me something. I said, I can't play. I can't play anything. But he would play for me, and by the end of that, he had figured out a tune that I really liked that he thought was simple enough for me to start on. And he said, okay, I want you to come back and play this for me. Come back next week.
Mose passed away in 1994, but 26 years later, Annie is able to have that connection to some of the original old-time musicians through Doug. And Annie says that's what makes the music so special.
There are these direct lines of connection of, like, stories and nuances and the way people play it, and each time it gets passed on, it changes a little bit, you know, and, like, that's part of the tradition, which is really exciting.
Through the apprentice program, Doug and Annie met up to practice several times a month. They spent a lot of time listening to Doug's old recordings of Moe's. One of their favorite songs they practiced over the year is called Turkey Creek. It's a song Moe's wrote.
Just named after a little creek in Greenbrier County. And this is a tune that I don't know that anybody else really played. That this, if people play this out in the world, it probably came from Moe's Kaufman or us.
Annie says in the past year since her apprenticeship, she shared a lot of what she learned. She even taught a beginner fiddle class at Augusta Heritage Center this past fall. The 2020 West Virginia Humanities Council Folklife Apprentice Program will begin this March, pairing together another round of novice and professional artists in the state. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Caitlin Tan.